welcome to the Nature Inspired Podcast. I'm your host, Emma Hawthorne, a budding conservation biologist, performer, and yogi. Before we begin, I would like to pay my respects to the traditional owners of the land I am sitting on today, the Yugambeh language region, and pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. I would also like to continue my respect today to those elders past, present, and emerging from the yoga tradition, of which I have much respect for. Today, we are looking at two of my loves, yoga and nature. So, as I mentioned in my intro, I consider myself a yogi. I teach both in person and online, and yoga has been a huge influence in my life. So my journey with yoga began when I was 18 and training as an actress at NIDA. It was part of our curriculum and I didn't really think much of it. It was something that I just did because I was told to do it. But in my mid-20s, I decided to go and do a teacher training on a whim, thinking I'd get super fit, not realizing the spiritual journey that I was about to begin. And I learnt that yoga is much more than just postures and physical exercises. It's about breath and spirit and being. And this journey has helped me to calm my anxiety and my nerves and be more calm and grounded in life. And so it is a daily and regular practice of mine. And this week, I'm very excited because on June 21st, we are celebrating International Day of Yoga. So today, I would like to combine my two loves together, conservation of nature and yoga. Now, I like to teach nature-inspired yoga, and I use nature as my inspiration when I'm teaching because I believe when we listen and we tune into nature, we can learn so much. Being more like animals and the plants and natural elements that we see all around us can help us to develop strength, flexibility, and resilience and peace of body and mind. Many yoga postures are in fact inspired by animals or plants or landscapes or natural elements. And today I'm going to talk about a few of my favorite nature-inspired yoga postures, how they can help us. And I'm also going to tie in some environmental and conservation issues around these plants and animals so we can learn more about how we can both respect and support nature more. So the first posture I'm going to talk about is Tadasana. It's mountain pose. So when we perform or do mountain pose, it helps us to become resilient, stable, strong, and secure, just like a mountain range is. Mountain ranges give us awe because of their grandness and their majesticness and how powerful and stable they are. Now, today when I'm talking of non-humans, I'm actually going to adopt a First Nations approach to naming these natural beings. And this phrase that I will use instead is more than human. And I really like this idea because this gives more than humans the respect that they deserve. And it moves away from a really human-centric way of thinking that we're often conditioned to in this Western world. So a really interesting fact is in New Zealand, Mount Taranaki has been granted the legal rights of a person. That's right. In the Maori tradition, mountains are considered kin and ancestors. So although you can still hike this mountain, giving it its legal status of a person means it's more protected. And it's an initiative to ensure visitors treat the mountain as they would a friend or a family member. We think of mountains as being strong and secure, but mountains and the ecosystems that they support are unfortunately under threat. So some interesting facts about mountains and the ecosystems that they contain. Mountains across the globe contain 1/3 of our land, our terrestrial species. They also make up 18 out of the 36 global biodiversity hotspots. The ecosystems of the mountains provide many services, which includes CO2 sequestration, which is the carbon drawdown. So it's capturing carbon and keeping it out of the atmosphere. They also regulate and clean air and water and the climate, and they regulate our floods. Unfortunately, mountains are under many threats, including climate change. We're seeing the melting of many ice caps, pollution, vegetation change with the removal of trees, which causes erosion. So we're building further up mountains, urbanization is expanding, and we're creating more roads up and down mountains. Land use is obviously then changing, and this enables invasive species to make their way into mountain landscapes. And there's also a lot of water abstraction happening that's altering our hydrological processes. So it's really important that we support mountains because they provide a living for over half of the world's population. And they are these beautiful, strong, resilient giants that can teach us to stand in our power. The second yoga pose that we're going to talk about today is Vrikshasana, tree pose. So this tree pose teaches us to be grounded, firmly rooted, earthy, flexible. It teaches us to embrace our uniqueness. It teaches us to find balance. It teaches us to lift up to the light, be patient, to stay cool and calm, and breathe deeply. Trees are so strong because they can remain rooted firmly in the ground. But at the same time, they're able to adapt to their conditions around them. And that's why every tree we see is so unique. It bends and twists in different angles to reach the light. So a few things that trees are so important for the ecosystems and life as we know it. One of them is to do with cities. And we often don't think of trees in cities. But trees are incredibly cooling. Trees can block out 90% of the sun's radiation, and it therefore cools the ground below. This is really great for fighting the urban heat island effects we experience in cities. So what happens in cities when there are warm and sunny days? The cement and these concrete surfaces absorb the sun's warmth, and this makes the temperatures in a city at night up to 7 degrees warmer than the nearby countryside. So by having these trees that can block out some of this radiation, we are enabling some cooling of the ground below and lowering of that temperature in the cities. Trees also cool in two different ways. So they provide shade, and they also use evapotranspiration, where they let off water out into the air through their stomates. So trees actually have a breathing-like mechanism. They breathe in CO2, and this allows them to grow and produce photosynthesis in order to grow and expand. And they exhale out H2O, our water, through the stomates of their leaves. Now, obviously trees face many threats, including land clearing. There's a lot of fungi that are threatening them, bushfires, climate change, so we're seeing heat waves and droughts, and this is causing huge die-offs in areas such as the Jarrah Forests of WA, Western Australia. So even the biggest and oldest trees aren't safe. If we consider some of the biggest trees we have in Australia, they're all being threatened by the forestry system. So an example of this are the Tasmanian blue gums, who live in the Huon Valley down in Tasmania. And at the moment, they're under threat from being logged, even though they're some of the tallest trees in the world. And they're ancient, beautiful, majestic, life-giving trees. So I'll let you know a little bit later how you might support these trees. And another thing I'll mention about trees is that across cultures in the world, trees mean more than just the ecosystem services they provide. In India, a palm tree is called Kalpa Vriksha, which translates to the tree that provides all the necessities of life. When you think about it, we get shade, It captures carbon. It brings moisture into the air. It provides us with food. It provides us with housing. We really need to respect these trees. And we can learn so much by being patient and embracing our uniqueness by being like trees and staying grounded and secure in our values. So now we're going to move on into some animal-inspired nature poses. So one of the things I think animals can teach us overall is being present. Animals have less stringent concepts of time, and so they're not constrained by time schedules and deadlines. They just live in the moment. And animals are often more in a state of being rather than striving. So let's first talk about Bhujangasana, our serpent cobra snake pose. Snakes are really wonderful in that they can only travel forward. They travel forward in zigzags. So they teach us that we need to always move forward and rather than retreat in fear and move backwards. And also, they teach us that sometimes the straight road that we think we're on is not always the best way to get somewhere. And sometimes we have to follow windy, zigzaggy roads. So as for most of our species on this planet, snakes are under threat due to land clearing. In Australia, cane toads are a real invasive pest and a concern to poisoning snakes, domestic pets. And as snakes are one of the middle order predators, they're often forgotten, but they're really important to the health of ecosystems. So not only are they important for making sure the predators they eat stay in check, that their populations stay in a healthy size, but also to make sure that they're there as food for other larger predators. Now, one snake type that are incredibly threatened are sea snakes. And there's some good news that just recently, a specific type of sea snake was just found in Ningaloo that they thought was completely extinct. And unfortunately, what happens with sea snakes is they're often the bycatch of many unsustainable fishing methods and traditions. So it's really important that we both learn from snakes, their courage, always moving forward, and also supporting them to keep them safe and part of our ecosystems. Our next pose is Kurmanasana, and this is tortoise pose or turtle pose. So what can turtles teach us? They teach us to be patient, to take our time, be slow, to breathe deeply, and to be wise. So turtles can live up to 400 years of age. They have really slow breaths. And it's really interesting that there's this concept that perhaps we all have a certain amount of breaths. And when we have finished all those breaths, that's when we pass on. But as turtles have really slow breaths, perhaps that's why they get to live for such long years. Sea turtles are some of our most threatened yet important turtles in our aquatic ecosystems. Sea turtles maintain seagrasses and coral health, and they're also culturally significant and incredibly important to the tourism industry. One threat that our sea turtles and one of these, the green turtles, are facing is feminization of their eggs. So in turtles, egg gender is dictated by temperature. If it's over 29 degrees Celsius, then the eggs will produce female offspring. If it's 29 degrees or under, male offspring. So in the Great Barrier Reef, they've just done some recent studies on these green turtles. In the southern beaches, they're finding that there's about a 65 to 69% of female offspring being born. Yet up in the north aspect of the Great Barrier Reef and the beaches, the eggs are 99% female, which obviously can lead to disastrous results because we obviously need a balance of male to female ratio to continue procreation. So it's really important that we support our turtles and that we start to find ways and solutions of supporting these turtles that are a threat from things like climate change, and that we respect them and be more like them in slowing down, taking our time, breathing deeply. Garudasana is our next pose, and this is eagle pose. So eagles are known for their effortlessness. They can soar for hours at a time above landscapes as they stalk their prey. They're patient. They have very great focus. They're majestic and they are powerful. In A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle talks about why birds are so symbolic in our world. And it's because they've transformed themselves over time. They've blossomed, they've evolved, they've become enlightened. So they started off as sea creatures, then they evolved to being land animals. Then they grew wings and feathers and learnt how to fly. What amazing ancient creatures they are. One of the threatened, endangered eagles we have here in Australia is the wedge-tailed eagle. A lovely fact about the wedge-tailed eagles is that they are monogamous, and once they find a mate, they mate for life. But unfortunately, they are at threat from tree clearing, which results in loss of nest sites, and then also secondary poison from eating dead animals that have been baited, such as rabbits and foxes. They also have many fatal incidences with overhead wires, fences, and vehicles, especially when they are eating roadkill. So really important that we support our eagles, slow down around roads, but also that we learn and respect them for their patience, their focus, their power, and the effortlessness they show in soaring over the landscapes. So now we've gotten to the point of the podcast where we talk about solutions or solutions. So how can we bring in more yoga into our lives? How can we bring more respect into our lives for the animals and plants and landscapes around us? And how can we be more like these animals and plants and support our kin? So we're going to go back to this idea of more than humans. And this week, or moving forward in your life, I invite you to have respect for these more than humans. The same respect you would give a close friend or family member. So rather than thinking of something different to you, other, consider more than humans your family. And become aware of the nature that's all around us. Take time to tune in, listen, observe, and learn from these more than humans. As Van Gogh said, everywhere we look, complex magic of nature blazes before our eyes. And this is one reason I find I'm never bored. There's always something to learn and listen and tune into from nature. See if you can emanate the more than human beings around you. Choose an animal or a plant or a stream or a mountain, and see what you can learn from it. Support those more than humans around you. In the small spaces that we live in, we can have huge impacts on our more than human friends. We could create a frog pond, put a little bird bath out on our balcony or backyards, plant flowers that we know our local birds enjoy, create or buy a bird box and hang it in a tree to create more housing for our birds. Create an insect hotel. There's so many things we can do to support our more than human friends. Another way we can support our more than human friends is by donating or signing petitions to save and protect. So one such easy petition I just signed this week was from the Tree Projects, who are an organization in Tasmania protecting the Tasmanian blue gums in the Huon Valley. So at the moment, they're trying to protect 100 hectares of forest in the Huon Valley, which hosts these large Tasmanian blue gums, and are currently being threatened by logging companies. So I'll put it in the show notes. It's an easy 2-second thing to do. Put your details in, show your support so that we might protect some more of these giant trees that we see slowly fading across the globe. Support yourself as well. If you live in an urban area and you have room, plant a tree, plant some vegetation to help support the cooling of your house and those around you. So not only will you invite more nature into your world, but you're going to be helping the fight against climate change. And because we're talking about yoga, and this whole episode has been inspired by some of my favorite yoga poses, come and join me for some nature-inspired yoga. So this week on Thursday, the 22nd of June, I'm going to be hosting a free live class on YouTube. You can come and join me in real time. That's going to be 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, June 22nd, 2023. Now, if you are listening to this a bit later on, completely fine. You'll be able to watch the replay on my YouTube channel as well. Now, if you have enjoyed this weird and quirky episode where I've combined two seemingly unrelated things, but that's what I like to do, connect things together. If it's lit something up within you, if you feel like you've learned something, then subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss the next episode. To check out some of the great resources mentioned in this podcast, you can head to www.emmahawthorne.com/podcast/nature-yoga. All one word, nature yoga. And if you want to connect, find me as Emma Hawthorne on social media. We've got Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or my YouTube channel, Nature Inspired Yoga and Dance by Emma Hawthorne. I hope you have a great week. And as L.M. Wilde said, when we honor the earth, we honor ourselves. Namaste. Cheers, peace, and I'll see you next time.